Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Are you familiar with the Goral Hagra, the lottery, attributed without much basis to the Vilna Gaon? There's a question how using this method to determine decisions doesn't violate the Torah's prohibition against sorcery. Before addressing that, Rabbi Isaac Rice introduces listeners to the Goral Hagra and some of its famous uses in history. Enjoy this excerpt from the series, Timely Topics in Halacha.
In the British Museum, there is a manuscript that tells us the procedure of the Goral Hagra that was handed down. And it tells you that you should take an accurate chumash without Navi or any haftorahs, just has to be chumash. And you place your right pinky on the phrase, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, and your left pinky on the phrase, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And with your thumbs, you open the Sefer to a random place and you count seven pages. Pages, not folios. And on the eighth page, you count seven lines from the top. On the eighth line, you count seven words, and after the seventh word, you see what the pasuk is. And that pasuk should, so to speak, talk to you about the issue that you're having. You have a great suffix. You have two options in front of you, don't know what to do, and you turn to this lottery in order to find something in the Torah that will speak to you to guide you in your path of how to proceed in this issue. And regardless of what we just said from the Spanish script, that is in the British Museum, there's pictures of it, it is a real thing, but there is no real tradition or any solid source that links this to the Vilna Gaon in any way whatsoever. However, we'll see that all the stories that are told about the using the Goral Hagra, we only find by Lithuanian Gedolim. So it could be that there's some sort of tradition from the Beis Medrash to the Vilna Gaon, but we have no record of the Vilna Gaon doing this himself anyway. There are other traditions regarding this type of goral. Some say they use a Tanakh. Some say it's important to use the old double-columned chumashim. Right? We've seen the old chumashim that have two columns of the writing. That's what you should use. Others say to use the Tehillim. And it's agreed by everyone, though, that the Goral Hagra is only used in dire situations where, really, you don't know how to proceed with A or B, and all the options seem to be either bad or equally good, and your person has to be on a level with fasting and giving tzedakah and tshuva. And not everyone who decides, you know, they don't know what to have for lunch, you know, lasagna or pizza, should you open up and do a Goral Hagra. There has to be something of substantial nature, a real need. Let's just go through some of the highlights and some of the famous stories told about the performance of a Goral Hagra. In the biography of the Chafetz Chaim by his student Rav Yashar, so he records that the Chafetz Chaim had a certain way of doing the Goral, and he would always fast on the days which he performed the Goral. So in 1914, when World War I was beginning in the city of Radin, and the city was in danger, the Chafetz Chaim didn't know how to proceed with his yeshiva. Should he move the yeshiva, or should he stay and see what happens? He performed the Goral, and he opened the pasuk of Vayachatz Es Ha'am Asher Yitol L'Shtei Machanos Vahiyaha Machaneh Nishar L'Peita. And the Chafetz Chaim did that. He did the exact advice that Yaakov took, and he divided his camp into two. Half the yeshiva stayed in Ran, and the other half fled. And until after the war, everybody met up afterwards, and it worked out. So that was one case where a person used the Goral Hagra. Another occasion, the Chafetz Chaim needed to go deep into Russia to collect money for the yeshiva, but he was afraid that such a long trip wouldn't be successful. There was a lot of issues that could come up along the way. Is it worth his time, the money, the expenses? He performed the Goral Hagra. He landed on the pasuk of Anochi Eredi Mach Mitzrayma. Then Hashem will go down to the Mitzrayim, and the Chafetz Chaim proceeded on his journey. When the Chafetz Chaim's Talmud, Rav Elio Lopian, wanted to know if he should go live in London or he should stay in Europe, he performed the Goral, and it landed on this pasuk as well, that I'm going to go with you into the Mitzrayim, and he then went to live in London at that time. And when I was learning in Yeshiva Neir Yisrael in Novaseret, so there was the Menahel of the Israeli high school on the same campus, so his name was Rav Eliyahu Sofer, and he was a Talmud of Rav Elio Lopian, and he used to give a chabura on one of the nights of the week, and he told us stories about the Goral Hagra, and he learned from his Rabbi, Rabbi Elpian, and he also performed it. He had a situation about Shidduchim. He wasn't sure whether to do the Shidduch or not, and he also had this Mesorah from his Rebbe. The Briska Rav wanted to know whether he should escape to America or he should go to Eretz Yisrael. This is a question many people had at that time at the beginning of the war, and he performed the Goral and lands on the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, El Makom Ze Yisadat Alehem. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, this place that Hashem founded for you, Eretz Yisrael, and he proceeded to Eretz Yisrael. He used the Tehillim. So that's certainly a different tradition. Rav Aaron Cutler was invited by Rav Moshe Feinstein to come to America. He was unsure whether to go to America or to go to Eretz Yisrael, and his Gora landed on the Pasuk of Vayomer Hashem al Aaron, Lech Likras Moshe HaMidbara. Aaron should go visit Moshe in the Midbar, and he, based on that, he came to America. In the biography of Aryeh Levine, a tzaddik in our time, Ish Tzaddik Hayah, depending on whatever version you have, this is probably the most famous version of the Gola Hagra. After the unfortunate events of the attack in Gush Etzion, there were 12 bodies of the 35 people, the Lamed Hei. There are streets named in Eretz Yisrael, Rehov Lamed Hei, for the 35 people who were trapped when the Arabs attacked and besieged Gush Etzion. There were 12 bodies that they could not identify. And Rav Aryeh Levine performed a Gol Hagra, standing in front of each of the bodies. The whole accounting is there, and all the notes that were taken are there, and how it was written up in the newspapers, and it was reconfirmed afterwards. And the whole event that happened, he used a Gol Hagra to identify which of the 12 bodies that were so badly massacred belonged to which of the 12 names that they couldn't identify at that time.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.